Usually, I don't know why these things are stuck in my head, but this one I do. I have to drive by it on my way to the office after all every day. And people keep inviting me to go, and I keep declining, saying I don't like it. Years ago, I dated the son of an ice cream shop owner. It didn't end well, and these days he's the owner, so he kept the ice cream shop. I kept his friends. He wasn't a fan of that, and apparently still isn't a fan of that. So I never go to that shop. I'm pretty sure I would get more than I bargained for with my ice cream. I do, though, remember going to the shop early in the morning before opening. We were about to take a road trip to go camping, and for some reason had to stop there to grab something from storage. What I don't remember is how it started. How it ended up with us hooking up in the shop. And to be clear, we didn't have sex at the front where the ice cream sundaes are made. I'm not here to ruin anyone's childhood memories and nostalgia of this place. I mean, except for my own, I guess. It was in the back, with a sense of urgency as the clock ticked away as a reminder that soon someone would be coming to officially begin opening and could find us. Also, the knowledge that we needed to be on the road. I like being punctual, but who can blame a girl for getting a little sidetracked? If I had known then that this would have been the only time that we would have taken advantage of the space, then maybe we really would have taken advantage of the space. But this is the benefit of fantasies. I don't have to feel bad about wrecking childhood memories. So let's ruin some nostalgia together, because if you're gonna have sex in an ice cream shop, you should do it right. It can start in the back room, but it won't stay there, and it can start innocently enough. A small cup of ice cream with two spoons, even though it's early in the morning, but it's the start of vacation, so who cares? But then it turns into cold vanilla kisses. First your lips, then your neck. The cold gives you goosebumps, but I'm getting them for another reason. I'm getting them because I want more, and if we're going to do this, then we're going to do all the cliche things. I didn't bother putting a bra on. It's early, and it's a long car ride out. I don't need wires digging into my skin for the next few hours. Which means it's all too easy for you to pull down the neckline of my tank top and expose my chest. I knew it was coming, but I can't help but gasp when you take a spoonful of that ice cream and place it on my nipple. Your mouth soon to follow. The contrast of the cold metal bar and your warm mouth feels too fucking good. And it definitely makes me want more, so I can't help but wrap my fingers in your hair. Dig them into your shoulder as you begin to walk me backwards into the front of the store until my back is against the countertop. I guess this is the nice part of being chesty. There's plenty to do. Your mouth wrapped around one nipple, tugging softly at the piercing while your fingers play with the other. But at some point, I want my turn. I want to have fun, some fun too. So when I sink to my knees, I'm grateful for road trip clothes, for sweatpants. Sometimes a girl doesn't want to waste time fumbling with belt buckles, buttons, or zippers. Sometimes a girl just wants to slide everything off of you with ease. And I know there's a time limit on this, but I can't help but lift your shirt a little bit and drag my lips and teeth against your hip bone, traveling down your thigh. And like I said, we're here for the cliches. So I'm gonna wrap my fingers around you like a cone. Run my tongue up your shaft until I can lick the head of your cock. I want my lips and tongue wrapped around you while my hand strokes you. But most importantly, I just want to hear your moans. But it's only a matter of time before you pull me up, spin me around, pull my shorts down, push my panties to the side, before sliding deep inside of me. Fuck. Let's be clear here. If the front of my thighs aren't bruised from the countertop, and there aren't fingerprint bruises on my hips or my shoulders, we haven't done this right. Oh, fuck. If I'm not sore for the next day, we haven't done this right. If I'm not thinking about you anytime I drive past this dumb shop, then we haven't done this right. And if you're not utterly melting my brain like it's ice cream, then we haven't done this right. Oh, fuck. You feel so good inside of me. And there's something so satisfying about that. We need to do this hard and fast desperation before somebody catches us. Oh, fuck. Oh, goddamn. And I love the feeling of you behind me. Of just giving it to me completely. Oh, fuck. Hard and fast. I don't need nice. I just need you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, of course. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, just a little bit more. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels good. Oh, fuck, that felt good. Oh.
Honestly, now I just really want ice cream.